Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Grohman. And today on Earth Wisdom Circles, I have the opportunity to speak with a friend and amazing human being. He's doing work worldwide to help us understand how do we deal with crises. My guest is Vincenzo Didato, and we're speaking today from Malta. Vincenzo is in Malta. I'm in the United States. Welcome to the show, Vincenzo.
Hello. Hi, Elaine.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much. So can you please, since time is always so short, tell us a bit about what Jordan is and what you're doing specifically.
We have here a company named Jordan, and we work on two main issues. One is comprehensive sustainability, and the other one is crisis and emergencies. They are, as we can see in these days, they are very strictly related, actually. And we try to prevent crisis and emergencies, and we try to respond to climate change and to support a comprehensive sustainability around the world. This is our main activity. We make seminars, we make webinars now because we have this social distancing, and we make consultancies also regarding that.
So Vincenzo, can you tell me, what do you mean, just so that the listenership understand, what do you mean by comprehensive sustainability, and what do you mean by you responding to crisis and emergencies? I know as a military officer in the Italian Army, you've had a lot of experience globally in global crises, in war-torn areas, and helping people rebuild their lives. So as you've mentioned, in this COVID crisis, we're encountering something we're not accustomed to, and many people are not quite sure what to do. So they might be frozen in space, if you will. So tell us a little bit more about what it is you do. What is comprehensive sustainability, and how do you manage crises and prevent emergencies?
Okay, thank you. This is very interesting. Comprehensive sustainability is a concept that we elaborate in the last few years, and we started from the concept sustainable growth or sustainable development that was invented in the 80s, and we can see is no more fit to answer the situation that we have in our planet. So we elaborated the concept of comprehensive sustainability. That means that we have to find a sustainability that is considering not only the environment, but also economy and society and culture. So the four pillars of comprehensive sustainability are environment, economy, society, and culture. And we cannot have a sustainability if we don't balance all the four together. And we can see that today. And we cannot respond, for example, to climate change if we don't consider how every kind of response that we give implies a change, a deep change in society and economy, for example. And we are seeing that also with this present crisis. And how we confront the crisis, usually I have a long experience in civil protection and in the army in heavy complex crisis. And we decided to put this expertise at service to prevent them. And what we want to do is to built a mindset in the people that says, okay, we are facing a time in which major crises can happen, major emergencies can happen, and we can see that. And we have to set our mind in a way that is ready to respond to that, but not in the way that survivalists or preppers do usually. The base for our response in crisis and emergencies, and this comes from my experience, is that we have to build teams and we have to build a social cohesion to appropriately respond to emergencies and crises. And we can see that the best response we had around the world for this virus have been responses that involve the largest number of people and the largest number of nations, and where the wider opening in the cooperation has been found. So this is the base, actually.
So Vincenzo, I think that what's interesting, and thank you for that explanation, is the number one pillar that you said about comprehensive sustainability is, I think, the most paramount thing that we have to talk about is the environment. We are living in an environment, a living environment, Mother Earth. And I think before we go out into other avenues too strongly, we have to remember and relearn that we are a part of this ecosystem. We are not separate from it. And I think that is a huge problem, because most people think themselves separate from the world, from the living world. And and then our cultural beliefs, I would assume, you mean, when you say culture, I'm assuming that you're meaning the person and their individual belief systems, and then the country and place in which they live and prescribe themselves to or subscribe themselves to. So, for instance, an ethnicity or a religion that culturalizes our thinking. So there's so much to remember, so much to relearn, I would suspect, that is the big challenge of comprehensive sustainability.
Yes, it's very complex, and you got exactly the point. I read an interesting book some time ago, and I including that in my writings regarding comprehensive sustainability. It was saying that we have native societies that start from the point that we have a creatress and the Mother Earth and Mother Creation, and they start from a matriarchal point of view. And we have our modern Western world that is mostly based on the patriarchal view of the world, that actually put, for example, Eve as the first sinner, not the first creatress. And so she has been punished, and she has to be punished for the sin that she made.
In their belief, that she actually has to, but has been.
Exactly. So right. You can see the huge difference in these two starting points, mm-hmm. Two origins. I think our Western society and our Western economy, we are intimately part of the environment and of the ambient in a wider sense. We are not separate, but we see that separate as our Western society, always the economy, bases the economy on the use of the resources and of the earth. The earth is seen as the reservoir of resources that can be used as much as we can at the lowest cost possible, that it goes even to zero if possible. We can see that with oil, for example, and the oil has a high money price, but it's taken almost for free from the ground, and that's true also for woods, for the Amazonian forest, and that implies the destruction also of other human beings, natives and cultures that have a different vision of the earth and our relationship with the earth. So we are actually based on an economy that considers the environment a sort of bucket that can be emptied, but we don't really know when it will finish. So it's very interesting, and There is this big difference, cultural difference. As you see, I am speaking and I'm already connecting the four pillars, because the culture already, you see, goes through another direction, and the economy goes in another direction, and then all the unbalanced society that we have built goes in that direction.
Well, you know what? It comes to mind immediately, and I apologize for interrupting you, but I think that many people, the moment they hear the word economy, they think of dollar signs, and they think of a value that someone places upon something. And so I think that we have to perhaps rethink that. What is the price that the earth pays? What is the price that humanity pays? And the very last thing should be, what is the value we put on it economically? And, you know, so because that's a false narrative, that's false. What we put on it is an arbitrary thing. But the reality is, what is the price of for Earth? What is the price that humanity is paying?
Look, the word economy actually means the knowledge of the rules of the house, from oikos nomos, from the Greek oikos nomos, and is not finance. Economy is not only finance. Finance is what regulate the flow of the money, and not all of that. By the way, finance is not even business. Business is a part of the finance, or finance is a part of the business, but both are inside economy. But the economy is the norms, the whole of the norms that regulate our relationship with the house, with the, with the earth.
But the challenge is that most people don't know the definitions.
Yes, exactly.
So we yes. So as you're speaking, I think that, you know, what is so important about what you're doing, Vincenzo, and again, my guest is Vincenzo Di Dato, and we're speaking, he is in Malta, and we're speaking about this wonderful system that he is trying to help people understand, and his company is called Jourdain, and it's a multidimensional matrix, meaning that it is something that maybe is spherical, meaning a circular, but all parts of a circle are connected with, you know, straight lines. That's what a matrix is how do you get from point A to point B? And so what are you finding is the biggest challenge that people have when they're in this crisis right now, Vincenzo? What is the challenge with their thinking, and how are you helping to guide them into learning how to think differently?
Okay, I think that we have facing a very interesting crisis. We were waiting for a major crisis like that since, let's say, 10 years. Maybe not exactly like this. And we discussed that with my partners and colleagues regarding that. And we expected that something important was going to happen. Maybe not exactly this. So what we are facing now with the virus, we have a health emergency and a global crisis. They are not exactly the same. What is in discussion at this point is our financial model that we are set up, our economy. Let's use the term economy, because everybody is using the term economy, even if we know that there are some distinction here. But yes, economy is involved. So everybody is afraid now to lose the way of life and the economy that we had before. I personally think that we don't lose that. We have to change it.
Yes.
Because we cannot go on like before. And all the differences that we can see now after 2 months of lockdown here and there, or even less somewhere, but very, very immediately, very fast and almost immediately, the earth took the space again back, and the pollution went down, the animals came back, and the economy also has reshaped in a way during these 2 months.
Yes.
There are some changes, also social changes and economical changes and cultural changes that are going on together with the environment that will question us deeply. For example, why we didn't do before many of the solutions that we have found under pressure now, and that can be very useful. What if, for example, a universal basic income was in place before? We for sure now we wouldn't have all those critical problems for many, many millions of people and families all around the world that will have to cope with poverty now. Yeah. But this kind of poverty is the result not of the virus, is the result of a concept of economy that was set before. Mm-hmm. And we cannot go back to that. I think that a universal basic income and a Green New Deal already set up before would have absorbed the impact of the virus more efficiently, for sure. But yes, so, there are privileges that we cannot touch.
So Vincenzo, how are people reaching out to you, and how are you helping to guide people in reframing their thinking and looking at what is, to use your term, comprehensive sustainability, meaning how do we, to sustain something means to allow it to continue to grow, isn't to keep it in a very prescribed space in terms of space of your mind, space of your culture, space of your thinking, but how do you allow it to grow naturally? How are people responding to what you're doing, and how are they reaching you?
Well, it's not easy. I hope it will be easy after this. I don't celebrate the crisis, of course, but I hope that the crisis opened the eyes of a lot of people, and especially those that have the responsibility to take decisions. And we have our company in Malta. We have a website. You can find that as very easy.
And what is your website, please?
The website is Cerdan with X. Cerdan is the way that in Malta is pronounced. Is Cerdan with X.
Xerdan.
Xerdan.org.
.org. Okay.
And all our activities are there. Okay. And we can organize also seminars, and we can give consultancies regarding this solution. And you mentioned our methodology that is we call X-Sphere, that is a sphere, a multidimensional matrix that we invented some years ago because we saw that the complexity of the problems that we are in and we were going to face were more and more difficult to manage with normal matrix. It's long to explain, but I will be happy to explain to those that will be interested into that.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, yes, we can support every initiative that can have the idea to creatively propose new solution. We are not against what was before the virus. We were not against the, let's say, capitalistic economy. We are not against that. We are not against anything. As we usually say, we have no enemies. But we want to find new solution. I have also a background as a designer, and my best model was Richard Buckminster Fuller, that was saying always, if some system doesn't work, invent a new system. And mm-hmm. I think we are at the point now with humanity that we have to invent a new system.
So Vincenzo, can you tell us please about the webinar that you're going to be hosting May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, which is coming up shortly. Can you tell us about that and how people might learn about it?
Yes, we publish the webinar on our website. You can ask to be enrolled if you want with the contact that you find on our website. And the webinar is focused on exactly what we were talking about. So how we have to deal with this crisis of the coronavirus, and which kind of consequences are implied into this kind of crisis, and how the normal people can confront the situation in a positive way and possibly finding help being together also through the media that we have today, not necessarily in person, but how to deal with the organization that we have to have, how to deal with the information and the disinformation that is running around during this period, and there is a lot, and the health related to the virus, but not only with that, but also with the mental attitudes and the mental stress that is coming from this situation. But remember, and we want to enhance that, every crisis carries opportunities. Again, I want to say that crisis is, a word that origins in the Greek, and means an opening from which light come in. So every crisis comes and tells us that what we had before was too rigid and too close to be changed. And now, through the crack, we can finally have light and change and find new ways to live. And so this is actually the base that we want to discuss into this webinar.
Okay, so Vincenzo, I'm actually looking on your website right now, and I cannot find a link to the webinar. So perhaps you can send that to me.
Yes, I will send the link and, for sure. And it is in the news in the homepage. You can find a box and is there. But I will send you a link.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I want to make sure that people have that and can take a look at it and sign up for it if they're able to.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Tell us what you see right now, since you is in your military background as a peacekeeper. What do you see as the first thing that you know in your history, in your experience? How do you help someone, first of all, awaken from the panic that they feel? How do you help them to begin to learn to think again?
The first thing I want to say to the people is, first think first, be yourself. You don't have to do nothing special, nothing different than being yourself. And then connect with the other people. And because teamwork is the best way not only to survive, but to thrive in life, and to find new opportunities. And also be very aware regarding disinformation. Disinformation is a way that is really hitting hard the emotions and the mind of the people during these days. So look around, look that we have a life, we have an earth, and until we are alive, we can find new solution, new life. That is the main message I want to share with the people.
Okay, so, you know, when we help people understand that they can do something positive, I think that is so important. And you, several times you use the term the global, you know, the global mind, I think, or excuse me, the Western mind. And I think really it's a global mind. The global mind has to change, because truly the ones who understood how to live in true relationship with the living earth were the indigenous peoples of the world. And we have literally nearly destroyed much of that culture. And those are the individuals that we need to really listen to, that understand that we are a part of nature. The air that we breathe knows us better than we know ourselves. The water that nourishes us, cleanses us, enriches our lives, our very bodies were growing in water. So there's so much for us to rethink about everything that we have been taught, especially as it relates to male and female patriarchy, matriarchy, so that we can see it as one human species. So we just have 1 minute left, Vincenzo.
Yes.
What are the last things that you would like to say as we have these few moments left?
I think that we will go through this and we will be changed, and I hope that we will be better. And I hope we will be ready to be excited from the changing that is coming. And yes, we will have to recover, but recovering and starting again is a human quality, and we have to find that quality.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. So, Vincenzo, thank you. My guest today has been Vincenzo Dudato, speaking to me today from Malta, and his company, Jourdain, and what they're doing to help us to reframe what does it mean to have comprehensive sustainability. How do we work with instead of fight against our own lives? And how do we, when there is an inevitable crisis or a change, how do we use our minds to really become contributing members that work together instead of working against one another? Thank you so much, Vincenzo, for your time, for what you're doing. And I hope to speak with you soon.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. This is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles and on Power Radio. You too can begin to think differently. You too can begin to feel your own presence and be your own presence in a positive way on Mother Earth, our only home.